A major gun control hearing is on tap today in a Senate committee while one effort to frame an immigration reform bill is moving forward. And, oh, by the way, the economy is shrinking. A lot to talk about as we're joined this morning by Virginia U.S. Senator Tim Kaine. Senator, good morning. Great having you back with us.
Good to be back with you guys. Thanks.
Let's talk about this gun hearing today. We understand that Gabby Giffords, herself a victim of gun violence, is going to be among those who will testify. Is there a chance that we'll see some progress on this?
I sure hope so. And just from the discussions I'm hearing around the building, I think the likelihood of some action passing through the Senate is high. My new motto now that I've been here a couple of weeks is just because we can't agree on everything doesn't mean we can't agree on anything. And I think particularly when it comes to background record checks, there is an emerging consensus that I think some Republicans and Democrats will come together on to support that. Ongoing discussions on both capacity magazines and the assault combat weapons. But I'm hoping that we'll be able to find common ground on as much as we can.
Immigration is another issue where there seems to be some common ground, yet there have been some, seems like, warning shots fired by some who are opposed to some of the things that might come in an agreement.
Well, this is a tough one, and obviously, while I think outside Capitol Hill there's been a building consensus for immigration reform, it's not just groups like La Raza that work with Latinos in the country. It's the Chamber of Commerce, it's labor, it's the agriculture sector. You know, there is a huge consensus for reform, but it's proven tough in the past. I do think this Group of Eight announcement from Monday is a real icebreaker. They've laid out principles that we can agree on. The details are important. I think those are going to emerge in the Judiciary Committee over the course of probably the next 2 months. But if the Senate can do something with significant bipartisan support, I think that's the way that we'll make this happen. Because a bill passing out of the Senate that's just all Democrats or all Republicans, that doesn't necessarily carry a lot of force once it goes over to the House. But when the Senate puts party aside to do something in a bipartisan way, I think that actually really puts the most effective, positive kind of pressure on the House to up their game. And I think we will pass a bill out of the Senate.
Let me ask you, and our time is limited here, just how much pressure is on lawmakers now as we see that in the fourth quarter of last year, our economy, which they thought would grow by more than 1%, actually shrunk by 0.1%. A lot of it had to do with a big cut in federal spending.
Yep, it's the pressure is ratcheting up. And you guys, in the lead into my interview, you put the three issues on the table that are occupying us now. It's budget, fiscal sequester, it's immigration, and it's what can we do about gun violence. And those are going to really define the course of this of much of this year, maybe the entire year. We got to get this budget thing right. You know, the House and Senate are now committed to doing budgets in the ordinary course of business, each side doing their own version, put it in conference, try to split the difference. The president is supposed to submit a budget to Congress. I think this will be the most important budget he'll submit out of the eight that he gives Congress, because it needs to show some really strong leadership on tackling some of our budgetary challenges. And I think if we do it, and Congress can show that we can do a budget in the ordinary course of business, I think there's some real potential for economic acceleration if we get this right.
Thanks, Senator. Appreciate talking to you.
Okay, you bet.
Virginia Senator Tim Kaine.